Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest today is Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Nice to talk with you, Connie. As we get started this morning, the tax legislation signed on July 4th made the higher standard deduction permanent. So, Connie, is itemizing our tax deductions a thing of the past?
Well, the higher standard deduction was set to expire at the end of this year. If it had not been addressed in this 2025 legislation, it would have dropped back to the pre-2018 levels. Instead, the higher standard deduction is now permanent, as you said, and in tax lingo, permanent means there's no expiration date. But as we know, Congress has the power to change tax laws in the future. In 2025, the standard deduction for a single taxpayer is $15,750. And for a married couple filing a joint tax return, it's $31,500. And there's also an additional deduction for taxpayers who are over age 65. Single taxpayer can take another $2,000 deduction, and a couple filing a joint return can take $3,200 if both are over 65. So taxpayers choose to either take the standard deduction or to itemize. And of course, what you want to do is choose the larger of the two. Before 2018, about 30% of taxpayers itemized their deductions, kept their receipts, and turned everything in to their tax preparer. As a result of this higher standard limit, in 2022, only 9% of taxpayers itemized. But there is one change in the 2025 law that might make a difference here, and it's the temporary expansion of the state and local tax, that's called SALT. Historically, this deduction was unlimited, but since the 2017 legislation, the SALT deduction was capped at $10,000. Now, under the recent tax bill, this deduction is increased to $40,000 for 2025, and it goes up by 1% each year through 2029. In 2030, the limit is to revert to the $10,000 again, unless a future Congress makes a change. But there's one caveat to this. For filers with modified adjusted gross income of $500,000, that limit begins to phase out. And at $600,000 or more, the SALT cap is $10,000. So itemizing is still a good strategy for taxpayers who have large unreimbursed medical expenses or significant charitable donations, high mortgage interest, or high state and local taxes. And when we say local taxes, in Virginia, we're referring to the real estate tax that's included there. So the expansion this year of deductible state and local taxes could be a reason for some taxpayers to look again at itemizing their deductions. This is a year-by-year decision. We recommend that you keep records of your deductible expenses so your tax preparer can determine which is most favorable for you, the standard deduction or itemizing.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like to reach out to you with any questions about today's discussion, how can they get in touch with you?
Our number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.